Peter Palmisano, reading an excerpt from A Soldier's Diary by David Lane.
Yesterday morning, after it became fairly light, I jumped on the embankment in front of me, as had been my custom, to see what advancement the enemy had made during the night. I took one quick glance around, and as I looked, I saw two curls of smoke directly in front of me. On the instant, one bullet whistled over my head, another dropped into the sand at my feet. This morning, Lieutenant Colonel Comstock received a mortal wound from one of these bullets. A number of our boys have been wounded. The first 4 or 5 days of the siege, our men divided up into reliefs and went up on the bank in the rear to cook and eat our food. On the 24th, as I was eating my breakfast, a rifle ball struck a camp kettle standing beside me and spilled its contents. One of my comrades was struck in the face, the ball passing through both cheeks, nearly cutting off his tongue. Inspired by these gentle protests, we moved our kitchen over the brow of the hill, where we could cook and eat our flapjacks undisturbed. June 8, 1865. What a beautiful world it is this bright June morning, and how familiar the sights and sounds that greet my senses. The trees, dressed in their robes of darkest green, wave me a welcome. The wayside thorn, arrayed in spotless white, doth waft to me its richest perfume. The feathered songsters, their bright plumage flashing in the sunlight, attune for me their sweetest melody, and every nerve and fiber of my being responds to these kind greetings. I am almost home, just around the corner. I see the cottage now, set in a grove I planted many years ago, when first my mate and I did build our humble nest. I wrote them yesterday I would break my fast with them this morning. I wonder, did they get it? Yes, they are on the lookout. In the east door that commands this angle of the road stands my darling, waving her handkerchief, her dear face transfigured with joy and happiness. In the south door is my eldest daughter, clapping her hands in unaffected delight. Another daughter and my son have climbed the road fence and are giving vent to their joy in childish boisterousness, while Pet, the little lass, is running down the path, fast as her feet can carry her, to leap into her father's arms and bid him welcome home.